I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a show for you today, a show that I'm looking forward to because I like being the computer curmudgeon. And every so often when I'm the computer curmudgeon, I get to rant. And that's what I'm going to do today. I've already done this show once. Call it a dry run. I did it because here's the thing. Somehow my recording output was set to this tiny, tiny little value. So the resulting video was this little thing that looked like it could be played on the head of a pin. What? Why did that happen? I don't know. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Don't you love it when you put together a show and you feel like, wow, boy, that was a good show. I really enjoyed that. And then find out you didn't get it recorded properly. To which I say heavy sigh. Let's go to the website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. I'm dwelling on this lower third for just a moment because I want you to go to this website. Bookmark it. Put it on your browser. Make a little bookmark for Dr. Bill. Do that and visit often because that is my own little prescribed part of the World Wide Web that is my own. I get to say what goes on that site. I get to say whatever I want to say on that site, and ain't nobody can tell me to shut up. Okay? Not so on YouTube. YouTube is owned by the evil empire of Google. The slimy lowlives that are part of what's called big tech. You say, Dr. Bill, you're being awfully stern about Google and YouTube. Well, yes, I guess I am. Because they dared delete one of my videos. Sweet little fuzzy me. Like I had a harmful fault in my whole body. But they decided that my video was harmful to human life. What did I say that was so terrible? I'll tell you on this show. See, I've already had one video deleted, but that was on my other channel, which is my Christian teaching channel called Speak Faith. Okay? And there I was teaching the Word of God. And I said something on that channel. Did not say it on this channel. Said it on that channel, that YouTube deemed improper medical information. Okay. I made the statement that God, the creator of the universe, could heal the particular flu bug that was in the news a few years ago, and for which everyone was going bonkers. So I made the comment that God could heal that. Still believe that. Personally, I do. But apparently you can't say that on YouTube or they will delete your video. And they did. Okay. I can sort of understand that they think I said something about medical information. I don't think that's medical information. I mean, God healing somebody, that's supernatural. It has nothing to do with medicine in the legitimate, legal, secular, whatever you call it, sense of medicine. It's felt like I was advocating somebody go out and buy drugs? No. I was advocating praying and believing the Word of God. I personally thought that was guaranteed by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Silly me. Anyway. So what does that have to do with this channel, Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon? I just talk about computer stuff here. Right? Well, they found that it was harmful. Harmful to humanity that I made the comment. Well, not the comment, but did a review of a service that is still available. Horrors. Called Streamium. This was April of 2021, and I made a video reviewing that dreaded scourge to the earth, Streamium. What? It's a DVR. You record stuff off a TV. Now, the only thing that I can kind of sort of maybe understand is that I mentioned its integration with Locast. And Locast is a service that in April of 2021 was available and was legitimate and that people could use. And I talked about integrating Streamium with Locast. Okay? Just talked about how to do that. Well, Locast came under fire and was taken to court for copyright infringement, they said, the court said. And as a part of that whole court case, Locast ceased and desisted operation, and they're no longer available. Now it seems to me that if YouTube and Google were really upset about Locast being the issue, that's no longer available, therefore, my talking about it shouldn't be a danger to humanity. Just seems to me. But, you know, what do I know? So here's the thing. The only thing I can figure is that Google is somehow beholden to CBS, NBC, ABC, all of the evil minions of video out there, that they're somehow in bed with them, and that when they took Locast off, they also decided to remove any reference to Locast left in the universe, and so they deleted my humble little video. Is that indeed fair? I mean, I thought I had freedom of speech, and I could say what I wanted to say, but apparently not on YouTube. No. Which is why I want you to look at this link I have right here on the bottom of the screen. rumble.com/DrBillTV. DrBillTV. No dot, just DrBillTV. Go to that link, subscribe to our Rumble channel, because that's the only place I can guarantee that you will be able to see our videos without somebody deleting them in the background and them disappearing. Okay? I would love for all 600 plus of our subscribers here on YouTube not to delete their YouTube account, not to delete their subscription to this channel. That's fine. Long as we're here, we are here. But also subscribe to our Rumble channel, because you can be guaranteed we'll still be on Rumble and I'll still be able to say whatever I want to say personally, whenever I want to, as a proud American who has the freedom of speech, until the minions of mediocrity take it away from us, otherwise known as Google and YouTube. Okay? So go to that link, subscribe. Do it in such a way that it's cathartic. Do it in such a way that when you subscribe, you think, ha, 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 I stuck it to them. It'll make you and me feel a lot better. Let's see those numbers climb over on Rumble. Okay? Now, like I said, don't delete your subscription to this channel. Don't, you know, trash your YouTube account unless you personally feel that's what you want to do. That's tweet, you know. Your decision. But all I'm asking is that you subscribe to Rumble. Okay. Okay. I feel better. I've had my rant. Hopefully this time it recorded. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.